spoke to me early this morning, yesterday, but this morning began to speak to my heart about beggars and victims. And throughout my walk with the Lord, and you'll see it throughout your walk with the Lord, you have people that get saved and they're not taught the Word of God. They don't get in the Bible. They just believe anything they hear or whatever. You've got a lot of things that people believe, Christians. I'm talking about Christians. They don't mean to or whatever, but don't make no difference. You know, that don't believe in line with the Bible. They believe based on circumstances, based on what they've seen people experience and all of that, and them being Christians. And they make determinations, you know, that this is just the way things is, you know. And so if I was a manipulator, and I was before I got saved, well, then I had this mentality, you know, the only way that I can have anything then was if nice to steal it. And so I went about stealing radios, what I wanted, you know, not major stuff, but and so when I got over into the kingdom, see, I begin to realize, you know, that God wants to be my source. So see, that's a beggar's mentality, you know, I started out and I'd be like, well, I'm gonna get so and so to agree, but consciously thinking, you know, they have the means to help me. You know, so I need to let them know and pray for me and blah blah blah, or whatever the case may be. It's like this guy going down the road, he finds out I got some land, and he said, well, Rick, he said, you can sell me an acre for $2,000. I said, not likely. My land ain't for sale. And because I'm thinking, you ain't getting my land, but now I'm going to teach you how to get your own. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to give you nothing, but I'm going to teach you how to get it. I'm going to teach you how I got it. Walking with God, believing God. Come on, somebody. I mean, we got to be relying on the Lord, and we got to teach people to rely on the Lord so that they are not beggars and they are not victims of their circle. I could be a victim this morning. I have all kinds of things all the time, trials going on in my life, and I have the opportunity to become a victim of my circumstances instead of victorious over my circumstances. And so, you know, we can't have a beggars. We're not beggars. God's people are not beggars. We're born again. We are not beggars. I'm gonna give you scripture. I read it the other night. That guy, I had him to write it down wrong, remember? Y'all don't forget. That's why we gotta read it again. Put it up there. That Psalms 35. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say how often? Continually. Let them say it continually. Let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. It didn't say that has pleasure in the broke, weak, beggar mentality of them poor Christians. That's the way some of them looks at it. You know, the Lord has told me year after year, listen, every time somebody sends me something, most of the time to work in my company, they're on drugs, they ain't got no license, they ain't got no work, they ain't no home, they ain't got nothing. And you know, it used to be like, oh God, I gotta find them somewhere and all, you know, and it's like God would always tell me, I didn't tell you to take care of them. I didn't tell you to take on their life. I told you to give them a job. I told you to invite them to church. They have the same Jesus you have if they want him. They have the same word that you have. You know, I'm in the shower, and God tells me one time, because he began to prosper me, and I was going down to the streets and at the homeless and carrying them food and clothes and different things, and preaching, carrying them Bibles and winning them to Jesus. I'm talking about people living on the street in cardboard boxes under the bridges in Birmingham. They're still down there. And I'm going down there, and I'm like, man, they can't get a job without address. And I'm taking on all these thoughts and stuff. And God speaks to me. And God, I'm on the way down there one time, and God said, you don't owe them nothing. He said, I'm sending you to deliver them with words. He said, they don't have to live under the bridges. They choose not to have any responsibility, the majority of them. They don't want me. They shoving me out. That's why they are under the bridge, homeless. And so God didn't want me to give them my money, my car, my truck. Come on up here. Let's go to work. Come on, we got to be. Listen, we can't have this mentality in here of these poor old people. Yes, they is poor and sad, but there's a whole world of prosperity. And if you've been saved any time length at all, God has delivered you and set you free and ministered to you and come through for you time and time again, brought you out of discouragement. I mean, you know, give you gas money. I mean, had somebody hand you my all. He wants to do it for them. But we can't have this beggar's mentality. And, you know, we can't let that work on us, you know, to get us not to obey the Lord. But he says here, he said, let them continually, say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the... Did you know, do you want to please God this morning? Prosper then. It says he takes pleasure when you prosper. Pleases him. Pleases God. And you know, you're how people fight prosperity. I mean, they fight it. I mean, some people call this church a faith church. That faith bunch over there. I'm like, what are you supposed to have? That's all I know, man. Faith in God. It says it all through the Bible, don't it? Have faith in God. Speak to that mountain. He says that many are the afflictions that he'll deliver us. That's good news, ain't it? And you know, when you believe that, God does that. And you know what that is? Prosperity. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. Well, you know what? A lot of people are sitting. I told them on Facebook. I said, now you stood up on election day and voted for who you voted for. I didn't say nothing because, you know, you don't make me know. I said, now let's go to church. I said, now let's go to church with the church and let's stand up for the one that holds our future. The I am, I said. We go to the polls, whatever we do, and we fight for that, you know, and all that. But I thought to myself, because I'm going, Lord, and I'm going to uphold you. I'm going to magnify you. I'm going to let the Lord be magnified. Not the Congress, not the president, not the county, not the state. Let the Lord be magnified. Not the broke, your broke self this morning, if you're plump, don't magnify that. Let the Lord be magnified. Let him be magnified. Your marriage, you're going through it in your marriage, let the Lord be magnified. You don't know what your future's going to hold, let the Lord be magnified. If you don't know what's going on in your family and sickness, let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be magnified. See, whatever you magnify gets bigger. I told a guy the other day, I said, you know what? I said, I ain't smoked no pot in a lot of years. I said, but buddy, I said, I really enjoyed pot. Some people said they didn't enjoy sin. I did. I mean, I just did. I mean, the Bible says there's pleasure in it. People say sin ain't fun. The Bible says it is. Pleasure in it for a little while. You know, I enjoyed getting stoned, tripping. I mean, I enjoyed it. I don't know about you, but I'll go get a bag of that stuff you don't enjoy. No. You know, I said, I paid $45 for a bag. I enjoyed it. I don't know what it is now. Probably higher than that. 100. Whoa. It's done been a few years. Taxes went up, didn't it? you know. But you know, I told him, I said, you know what? I said, there's days I get up. I said, and I could smoke a joint big as a power pole. Man, I think about how stoned I would be, and boy, it would just put me, you know, all this pressure, you know. And he said, you're a preacher. I said, what's that got to do with it? I said, Satan's always trying to carry me back to my past. He'd like for me to go back to my past because my past bound me. I said, but I'm prospering. I said, I'm worth quite a bit of money today, 20-something years later, serving God. You know, I said, but you know what? The temptation's there. I could smoke a joint. Boy, I mean, if I dwell on that Mac, I mean, I'd be, oh, I wonder, I can't go. I'd have to go out of the county. Everybody here knows me. Can't get a joint around here. No, Pastor, we can't sell you a joint. Don't tell everybody. Y'all don't have them thoughts of the past, man? Come on, man, you ain't saved yet. We got to get you saved because you still bound in it. You're just going to church and acting a little better every now and then, you know. Before you know it, he's going to come up and go, smell of that. You're going to go, yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Woo! Lord made that herb. God told me in jail one time, he said, well, preacher, listen, preacher, you know, God made herb. I said, yeah, but he didn't make it for you to get stoned. God give it to me. And this one guy going, I was messing with him. I said, yeah, they go legal on marijuana up here. I said, I got these 25 acres. I plant some marijuana. Throw me a 25-acre marijuana patch right here in Bluntsville. And he said, hey, I'll watch it for you. He said, I smoke a little joint, a little marijuana to keep from getting cancer. I said, yeah, you'd be right out in the middle of it, man. Smoke coming up every day, man. Well, I know where the watcher is. It's over a stone in the middle of the pot patch. But, you know, I went on. I was being funny. I said, the only thing about that, man, you know, is if I'd have to ask the Lord about it. I said, and I know what the Lord's going to say. I said, the Lord's not, there ain't no need me going to ask the Lord. I said, just because they make it legal don't mean I'm going to get everybody in church stoned. We're going to have communion with a joint now. So, you know, you can't be took back to your past. See, if you come out of poverty, he's wanting you to think you ain't going to never have no money. He's wanting you to believe that's just, or if you've had money before and lost, you know, suffered, he's wanting you to believe that night can't happen again. That stuff happened without God. How much more with God can we prosper? We got to let him be. We got to magnify him. We got to let the Lord be magnified. And all this is the Bible. See, the enemy, he set out to turn, give me that scripture in John 10. The thief cometh not, talking about Satan, dark side, but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, look, if you want to see a manifestation of Satan in this planet, it's real easy. It's really simple. All you got to do is look at situation, people, lives, finances, and see killing, stealing, and destroying, and you see him. Tearing up families, kids without parents, you know, all kinds of stuff on television that's coming in, causing the kids. Look, witchcraft in the cartoons. Have you ever seen such like, man? I've cussing in the cartoons and all kinds of stuff. We were on the way to church this morning, and Teresa, she told me there's certain things that I won't watch when the grandkids are at my house. She said, not because, she said, even when they're in the bed. She said, there's certain things not going to come through the TV. She said, because it's not about what they watch. It's about the presence of what's there. Come on, somebody. It's because of the presence that's set in the house. Well, it's going to be God. It's going to be Holy Ghost. They're going to be, man, y'all quiet. Forget it. kind of like that guy told me one time. He said, hey, buddy, if the shoe fits, wear it. Pretty plain, but guy told me one time, I said, man, I'm too hard preaching there. He said, listen, some of us need our coffee black with no cream or sugar in it. He said, we need it straight. He said, we need it straight. Well, this killer, stealer, and destroyer, see, he tried to destroy my marriage. He tried to destroy my relationship with my son. He's tried to destroy relationships with people all the time. Why? He's a thief. He likes to kill, steal, and destroy. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? After I got born again, look at the rest of it. Jesus said he come to kill you, steal you, destroy you. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. In the same sentence here, he said, look, the devil's real. He wants to kill, steal, destroy. I mean, there's some of us that almost committed suicide. And I don't know about the internet, probably a bunch on there. We're all over the world, you know. They almost commit. What if you'd have, look where I'm at today. Preaching the gospel all over the world, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked. Y'all helping. I mean, I'm helping y'all do it. See, I don't even feel like the pastor here. I feel like we're just a team. I just feel like, man, we're getting her done for Jesus. You know, I mean, that's honestly the way I feel. I feel like I'm in the middle of God's will, and this is part of God's will for my life and my prosperity. I feel like I wouldn't go anywhere without being the pastor of this church. It just feels so normal. Just feels so normal to be here in this place, you know. Well, that's what he's talking about. Now I'm living life more abundant. Abundant means to the full, till it overflows, nothing broken, nothing missing. And you know what? I'm almost there. My life was nothing but a broken mess when I got born again. And God's been working on me all this time. All this time, you know. And I'm coming on to a place of perfection. We all are coming to a place of perfection. We're growing up in Him. We're growing up. We're growing up spiritually. But you know, you can't have this beggar's mentality or this victim mentality. Oh, Lord, I made too many mistakes, Lord. I mean, you know that guy that went from homeless that I was telling you about, right here in Bluntsville? You know, I mean, he sat there and tears just welled up in his eyes. And, you know, and he said, why would God do that? I've made too many, blah, 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 you know. I've been a bad guy. And I said, it ain't got nothing to do with that. I said, God loves you. I said, God loves you. I said, that's just God. You let Him show you what He can do if you let Him. And then I quoted the scripture. I said, the Bible says the goodness of God leads us to repentance. God being good. See, I told him, I said, I didn't deserve anything. I didn't deserve getting saved. I said, I had marijuana in my freezer. This is true. I had marijuana in my freezer. It won't dry out. You know, I mean, I had marijuana. I had speed. I had beer. I had whiskey. And all kinds of other stuff in the house when Jesus showed up and saved me that morning. I told him I didn't deserve none of that. I said, still today, I really don't deserve the goodness of God. I said, but you know, it's not based on our goodness, not based on our past or what we have or hadn't done. It's based on our heart loving Him and after Him today. I said, and it activates the grace of God. It activates prosperity. I mean, Mac, the more that I serve the Lord, the more that I want to prosper. Call it greed if you want to. I give it away all the time. I give money away. I bust $100 bills on all the time. Two, three, five, thousands. Have for years. It's not even about it feels good. The Bible says more blessed is it to give than it is to receive. You know, and I'll drive away after I give somebody. Listen, I pulled in Jack's. God's so good. Yesterday I pulled in Jack's. And I thought, I'm gonna pay for the two vehicles behind me this morning. I've not done it in a long time. You know, I'm going to buy both of them breakfast this morning. And then my next thought, I didn't tell you this, babe. My next thought, God, that one's full back there. It could be $50. I don't know. These people heavy, too. It looked like they could eat a bunch, you know. So I just turned my mirror, and I thought I'm looking back there, trying to mess me up here. And so I pulled up, and I said, hey, I said, I want to pay for two vehicles behind me. And they said, okay. I said, just get mine first. Yours is already paid for. I said, are you serious? I said, say that again. She said, that vehicle right yonder that just left paid for yours. I feel it right now. I thought, God, you did that to me. You saw me when I thought that coming off the road, and you paid for mine ahead, praise God. Hallelujah. You know, and that was just God saying, I saw them thoughts. I saw them. I saw them acts of goodness. I saw that. You didn't know them people back then. I don't know who there was. You didn't know those. I just thought I'm going to do something good this morning. But God, I'm going to feed somebody. Hallelujah. Well, did you know those things? Used to, I'm like going through there, wonder what idiot around here buy my breakfast. Y'all come through here, eat all day long. Here I am, broke. Y'all got plenty of money. You know I'm hungry. Can't get nobody to buy me a biscuit, man. I mean, that's a beggar. Now I'm on the other side of it because I'm blessed, and I'm like, I'll buy everybody's biscuit. Let's go out and eat. Travis likes to go eat with us, and he likes to go to the steakhouse. You know why? Because I'm notorious for, give me that, put it all on this ticket. I'm gonna fry him one day. We're going to the steakhouse, baby. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go in, and I'm going to say it's all on him. You gon' sew today, homeboy. And I mean, I'm going to get me a 12-inch sirloin steak. I'm going to eat. Hallelujah. Or to do him like that. But you know what, praise God? Just like, you know, I mean, going and eating. Man, I'll bust them with a $20 ticket. 20 people, most time they looking for you, come to this side. Over here. We want y'all over here. Why? Because you're givers. They don't say, I don't get them. Them suckers took the tip, the other ones give when they got it from the table. Bunch of Christians come in here. Hallelujah. See, to the full, to where it feels good for you to be a giver. See, you got to change your thinking. Well, I mean, when I can afford to, you won't never be able to afford to with that thinking. You got to start thinking, I'm blessed, Lord. I'm prosperous, Lord. Lord, your word says I'm the head, not the tail. I hearken to you, Lord. You said, I hear your voice, and another I won't follow. Hallelujah. You know, I mean, just like when things happen to my body and different things, I'm not going by the statistics of 53-year-olds. Most of them nearly in wheelchairs. Had a guy tell me the other day, he said, I don't know what I'm going to be when I get 63. I'm 55 now, and I'm having a hard time getting up in my truck. And I looked at him, and I said, not me. So I'm going to jump in my truck. I jump up in the bed. I went out here. I'm telling off on myself now. Come out here. Teresa tells me to come turn something on. I don't know what I was doing. Well, I left my keys, so I had to break in the back door. I still know how to break in. I got messed up cards in my pocket, man. You didn't even get in your house. I still remember how. I still do. I just use it for good now to turn whatever on, you know. Well, I go back out on the porch and shut the door, and I had this thought, don't jump off, you're 53. And I looked down there, and it did look high, Mac. It ain't but that high. And I thought, well, my bones are brittle and all that, man. You know, I mean, I don't know in there, you know. I said, shut up, devil. Boof. Hit the ground. Yeah. Still here, devil. See? I'm going to jump off at 60 or 70. Praise God. Why? I'm not going to have that victim. You know, when you get old, you get weak and feeble. No, you don't have to get old. You can just get weak and feeble. You can be young, weak, and feeble. Had that guy working, and I said, hey, put that track up. He gets up there, and he couldn't lift it up. You know, I got up there, and I went, whew, how'd you do that? I said, I did it before I got there. It whipped you when you got to it. But I did it before I got there. I didn't think it ain't going up. You're going up. I said, it's all in a mentality of defeat and victory. This Bible right here says that you have life and have it more abundantly. Already, Jesus finished that on the cross, and he said, it is finished. He shed his blood. It was sealed in the blood of Jesus. The power of God, the anointing, and Teresa teaching us on the gifts of the Spirit, praise God, that can operate in our lives, not only for us, but for other folk. Listen, God prophesied to me when I was on a front pew and I was still all messed up. I would still fight you in a second. I mean, I come in one time and got mad at Teresa, and it took me a year to save these spindles that I put on my porch, and I was mad. I was a Christian. I come out, and I busted that porch down. Hallelujah. I mean, I tore that thing down. I mean, it felt good, Mac. I mean, I'm tearing the house apart. I've been a good little Christian up to this part. And then she's, boy, fine preacher you are. Fine preacher you are. Look at you. You ain't no more Christian blood preacher. I go off over there and I'm like, oh, Jesus, look what I done. Mac, I tore the porch down. It took me 2 years. Let me tell you, I still had a mentality I can't get nothing without stealing, so I had to quit stealing. When I got Christian, I started being convicted. And so I go up there and I wanted spindles on the porch and still couldn't afford no spindles. Some of y'all always had money and don't know all of it. That's, you know, some of y'all don't know what that is, that ground level stuff. But I'd rather, I mean, I like it because I come off the ground. I can build me a bunch of porches if I want them. But you know, and I go over there and I say, hey, can I have these in between the pressure treated lumber? There's little one by ones. And my brother told me, he said, well, you don't have to ask for them. He said, they're, you know, we burn them. I said, if I don't ask, they're not mine. They still belong to somebody else, whether they burn them or not. Oh, that's stupid. I said, no, that's Bible. So I go in there, and I ask him, can I have these? Oh, yeah, you can have them. You know, and it took me a long time to save those, and I put pretty nice spindles up and down on the porch, and it took me less than 30 seconds of the flesh to kill it, to destroy a year and a half. See, it don't take just a few words out of your mouth out of anger and all that to destroy your marriage. It don't take just a few words to destroy yourself. I'll never go nowhere. Don't give voice to those thoughts. Things will never change. No, they're changing right now. Hallelujah. Well, I mean, you know, people tell me, well, I mean, how's God going to give me a car? Well, actually, God ain't going to do it. He'll use somebody else more than likely, because he can't drop it out of heaven. I said, but he got to have your faith to activate these people out here that he speaks to that ain't even saved to give you something, if that's the route. But don't expect something for nothing. Be willing to work and to believe God and sow seeds and let God do it however he wants to, not out of that beggar mentality. So I used to tell God, God, if somebody would just give me a break, if somebody would just give me and Teresa a break, we could have something. If somebody would sell us a house, rent to own, we could own one. That's the only way I could see it, Mac. I couldn't see having one unless somebody did something. Well, that's a beggar's mentality. And that's a victim mentality. Nobody knew the troubles I have. You can sing that in church, man. Most churches, amen, brother. Preach it. Preach it, preach it. I'm sitting on my couch one night listening to preaching. That's a good thing to do instead of watching whatever. You ever watch The Love After Lockup? Man, are them people messed up. They meet them, one of them's out here, and they meet in jail and all that, and they fall in love. Oh, yeah, boy. It's called Love After Lockup. They get out of there, and I mean, it's just chaotic all the whole time. You know, I'm thinking the devil's all up in that, bless God. You know? But I'm sitting there, and I'm listening to R.W. Schambach. You ought to Google him. Man of God. Yeah, YouTube him. sat there and he says, big old guy, you ain't got no troubles. All you need is faith in God. And I said out loud, I said, that guy don't know where I live. Man, I got trouble at work, got trouble here at home. What's he talking about? I ain't got no troubles. I thought he did. You know, this dude maybe don't have no troubles, but I do. And how can he say that? See, I didn't realize he was trying to get me up. I didn't realize God at that moment was trying to get me up to thinking there ain't no trouble too big for God. There ain't nothing that I'm facing that God can't help me through, that God won't bring me through. How many knows the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. I read it the other night. Give me that other scripture, Zach. That one, Psalms. Let me see what it is. I read it the other night. Give me that Psalms 37. I think that's what I want. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I'm just going to give you an example because I didn't know what a good man was. And so here I am, got saved. You know what I'm thinking? Oh, man. You know, that's my past and bad credit and all that. And Teresa wants a truck, and I want her to have a nice truck. And so I go down there, and I tell the guy down there, car lot, and he says, well, I said, I'd really like to have that truck right there. And he said, well, a good man get what he wants. Go down there at the bank. He said, go down there at the bank, tell him what you want. And I'm standing there, I'm thinking, this dude don't know I got bad credit, man. Just go to the bank. Well, see, he's so used to bank giving him what he want. Well, I left there, pulled out on the road, and the Lord spoke to me. And the Lord says, he says, you're a good man because of Jesus. And I thought, it ain't based on my past and all that. You're a good person. You give your heart to Jesus no matter what you used to be. You hear me? You got to think this way. I'm not a nobody. You know, if something happened to Teresa today, that just ain't anybody going to get me. Baby, hey, just ain't nobody gonna get this jewel. I mean, you ain't gonna just walk up. I'm gonna say, where do you go to church? We don't, but you're cute and all, but you ugly. You can't have this prize here, baby. No. I'm not going home, you know, after we get off the date and all that, and here we are in the living room, you're on the devil's side and I'm on God's side, and that don't mix. Oil and water don't mix. And I don't want no water. I got the anointing, the oil of gladness, all that good stuff. And I don't need no water trying to mix with my oil. I mean, you think I'm kidding? It's funny, but I'm serious. She would have to have a job, number one, a house. We both got a house. That way, we sell both of them, build us a new one. We gonna have $400,000, $500,000 after we build. You know, I mean. You know what I'm saying? But the main attribute is they're followers of Jesus, following Jesus, going to the house of God. Why? Because my steps are ordained of the Lord. But you know what? Satan's got steps ordained by his followers. See, a guy told me one time, he says, I invited him to church, and he was a friend of mine, and still is. I mean, Brother Scott, you know I still smoke marijuana. I said, yeah, I know it. Smoke as long as you want to. Well, smoking marijuana and going, I said, you don't bother me coming to church, smoke a pot. Just come on to church, man. But I didn't say, give me a joint, you know what I mean? Come on, let's smoke one. We'll both go to church tomorrow. I ain't going to his house and hanging out. I'm not going to his place and hanging out. We ain't got too much in common now. We still friends, and I still like you and all that. But I'm not, you know what I'm saying? The Bible says don't be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. Don't be yoked. Didn't say don't witness. Don't be friends. Don't take, go out and eat and all that, you know. Praise God. But But to win them to the Lord, well, I mean, we got to have character. See, Satan has things that are ordained on the demonic side. It says, steps of the good man are ordered of the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Go ahead. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down. You know, I've held on to that scripture, Mac, when I was a baby Christian, and I would fail every day. I mean, it just seems like I didn't have hardly any good deeds. I mean, honestly, I just didn't have any. Actually, God had to take me to the scripture, and I read it in there, and it says that Jesus was talking. He said, I would rather you enter in lame than not enter in at all. And when I read that scripture, instantly I knew that God was speaking to me, that he wasn't expecting me to be perfect. You know, and it caused me not to walk away from God. You know, that caused me not to walk away from and everything. It says, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord uphold him with his hand. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, if you fall, he said, if a man fall, he'll get up seven times. See, all you got to do is just get up. It won't take seven times. Because the Lord, he says he upholds us with his hand. Go ahead. I have been young, and now I'm old, and have not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Now, this is where God, we're not beggars. Christians are not beggars. Now, if you're on top, you know, and you've done come from the bottom of the top, you always want to remember that. You always want to remember you didn't get where you're at because of your mighty works and your mighty hand and your mighty wisdom and, you know, your hard work and all that. I mean, I'm not saying we shouldn't have credit, some credit for that, but we work with God to do that. I mean, you know, it's God that gives us power to obtain wealth. And if that power's cut off, we might go back down to picking up beer cans. I'm not. I'm going to hang on. It says, I've been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous? You're not talking about everybody. The righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I read this one time and I thought, glory to God, I'll never have to beg again. I'll never be cast down. I'll never be forsaken. Jesus said he would be with us all the way to the end. Hallelujah. See, and he said he's not. Give me that Psalms 112 up there. I'm going to close with this. I went a little long here. I forgot Travis didn't do praise and worship. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. Word fear just means reverence. That delighteth greatly in his commandments. Talking about his word. Go ahead, Zach. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Somebody say, I'm blessed.
Blessed.
We're the generation of the upright. Well, I don't feel very upright. It don't matter what you feel like. The Bible says you have been made right through Jesus. You have been made the righteousness of God in Jesus. See, you need to renew your mind to that and get that thinking out of there. God told me one time, he says, well, you know, we're just worms. We're just old sinners saved by grace. And you know what? I've done learned better than that. I said, no, you are. I said, are you saved, man? Well, yeah, but we're just old sinners. I said, how can you say that when the Bible says that we're new creation? I said, how can you say you're just an old sinner saved by grace? I said, you were a sinner. You've been saved by grace. Now you better change that mentality or Satan's going to keep you begging and falling the rest of your Christian life. We were sinners. We are saved by the grace of God. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And then the Bible says all things are of God. Hallelujah. So then I told him, I said, look, you can stay that way if you. I'm not an old sinner. I used to be a sinner, but I'm not a sinner anymore. Can I sin? Yes, I can. Do I come short? Yes, I do. But the Bible says, I've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteous now. And I'm going to walk until I become that righteous thing that God has declared that I am. And I'm not going to falter to anything less than that in my mind. The Bible says, the generation of the upright, that's you. That's this. You can't come to this church and stay broke and mad and weak and oppressed. We won't let you. You can't come to this church and stay weak and beggarly. We won't let you. The Lord won't let you. The Lord wants you to be bold as a lion against poverty and sickness and fear and oppression and lack, hallelujah, to the point to where you can't stand it like he can't stand it. That's why he put all that on Jesus, so that we can walk in the fullness of God and have the heavenly supply, spirit, soul, and body. The Bible says in 3 John, he said, Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, or as your soul prospers. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions made up of. And so, I mean, he wants you to dream. Lay up in your bed. I used to lay across my bed and commune with the Lord. I read that in Psalms, that David laid upon his bed and communed with the Lord, his heart with the Lord. And you know what? I've experienced God just, I mean, a lot doing that, laying there thinking about God and saying, God, in my heart, saying, God, let my heart be what you want, Lord. Help me, Lord, to be pliable in your hands, God. God, I just want to love you more, Lord. Laying in my bed, talking just in my heart to the Lord. And you know what? I've had a lot of experiences doing that, of just peace and joy and renewed strength. But you know what? I used to dream about owning my own house when I thought it was impossible to own a house. I couldn't afford a house. I was trying to buy a $30,000 house, and God couldn't get me the house he wanted. The one he wanted was $100,000. I mean, I'm trying to get me and Teresa out of our present circumstance so bad for 10 years. I mean, I would have took anything, Matt. And so I go in one day, and Teresa, I wouldn't quit dreaming now. Don't quit dreaming. Just don't do it, no matter what it looks like or how long it takes. And so I went in one time, and Teresa said, what if you're thinking too low and God can't get our house? What if he wants us to have a $100,000 house? And I thought, oh, my God, I can't make no payments on no $100,000 house. She ain't the one got the job. She ain't the one, man, making $400 a week, man. $100,000, ain't way out and pay for no house. Well, I go off pondering that, and I thought, what if she's right? What if I'm limiting God based on what it looks like? I mean, as the Bible said, we walk by faith and not by sight. We look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. Because the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal, the Scripture says. Well, did you know the Bible's eternal? The Word, the Spirit, the things of God are eternal. And so I laid there one night and I said, okay, God, I just surrender this. I surrender this to you, God. God, I'm not going to try to find no hole in the wall anymore, God. God, if you want us to have $100,000, help me, Lord, to believe you to do bigger than what I can do in myself. That's all God needed. Well, you know what? We're almost paid for now. It was $100,000. And payments has been nearly $1,000 a month for 15 years by faith. $1,000 a month. Well, you know what? I went a year, refinanced it, and I told them to up the payments. It was 800 something, I think it was. I seen God give it to me, and the interest rates went down, and I thought, glory to God, I can raise the payments. If he can do this, he's been doing it already. If he can do that, he can do that. Well, I upped the payments a little bit and took off 5 years, and $37,000 I made in just a few minutes. Interest. Well, you know what, praise God? If he'll do it for me, that you didn't think it could happen. I thought all I could afford was a $30,000 something, praise God, based on what I was paying and all that stuff. See, God's not asking you to figure your life out. God's telling you, look at this right here. Your seed shall be mighty. That's you. The generations upright shall be blessed, not cursed, not weak, not poor. Not dumb. Don't go around thinking I'm going to make stupid decisions. I've heard Christians all the time, I just make some of the stupidest decisions. I said, that's what you believe. I think I make all smart ones. Just a difference in thinking. I believe I'm going to make good ones. I believe I'm going to make right ones. If I make the wrong one, I will learn from it, Mike. Don't do it again. No, you got to believe you're hearing from the Lord. How many knows? If the Bible says his sheep hear his voice, then how can you make bad ones? You're going to hear him. You're going to seek him. You're the righteous. You're open. He's open to you, praise God. Go ahead. Give me some more. Wealth. Oh, God, there's that cuss word. Some people think that's a cuss word. Wealth. And riches shall be in your house. If you ain't got a house, you need to get that scripture right there and put it on where you can see it every day. There's my house, Lord, right there. Right there, Lord. And I'm going to have money in it. And I'm going to have nice whatnots. Boy, y'all quiet. I didn't write it, man. Look, your God put that in there for you. Wealth and riches shall be in your house. Wealth and rich. Somebody say wealth. Riches. Now, you know what? I've come to the place to where I had some substance and stuff in the upkeep to the point to where I'm like, oh, it ain't worth it. It just ain't worth it. You got to watch that devil, too. You got to get, when it comes to the upkeep and it's bringing you trouble and all, cast it over on the Lord just like you did believing him for it. Don't get rid of what he's bringing you. Don't do that. Just cast all the troubles and all the cares and all the everything. I mean, I got a thing the other day. My insurance went up to 200 something on my bill, and I looked at it and I thought, oh, man, here they go again. More money. And then I looked at it and I said, shut it. I'm going to eat with Teresa. Shut up. If they go up, God will give me more just like he give me that. See, I'm not going to, my initial used to think, I'll drop them like a cold bit. I even told the insurance company one time, I said, there will be a day in the near future because you're going up on my insurance like this. There will be a day in the near future where you will get your pencil out if you keep me and you will not charge me this no more. And then she said, you got it financed at the bank. I said, I still choose the insurance company, and I'm dropping you right now. Just because I owe money on, don't you tell me you're going to double charge me. We'll just drop the insurance and take a chance. Come on, somebody. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. It don't say you just lay down and let them roll over you, does it? Well, don't you think the enemy's going to come and try to steal from you? We just read it in John 10:10. So you got to be a keeper of your substance. You got to be guard that enemy. You got to watch him when you know he's coming in, praise God, and trying to steal, kill, and destroy. Then you know you have authority over him, praise God. It says wealth and riches. Your house is going to be full of wealth and riches. I'm believing it. Bountiful ain't seen God's people prosper yet. But bless God, he's commanding his blessing on. He's commanding me to preach this. I thought I need to preach on something else. I need to get off of this prosperity stuff, Lord. I mean, we need to grow spiritually. Maybe people are lying and need to quit lying. I don't know. God, maybe I'm staying, you know. And God said, didn't you know that when I prosper you, it makes you stronger? Didn't you know that when I prosper everybody and all their problems are solved, they're stronger? It's easier for them to worship me when I take care of problems? Did you not remember that? And I said, yes, Lord, I remember that. I'm sorry, Lord, we're going to prosper. And so every one of you is going to have a house full of riches and wealth. And then when y'all get up, you're going to say, Brother Scotty would like to have a Camaro. Make it a 69, please. We just want to give to Brother Scotty. He brought us the word. Boy, y'all can't help it. The anointing's going to come on you, and you'll sell your mama to get me a 69 Camaro. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. You're not a victim, and you're not a beggar. Get that scripture, get it in your mind, get it in your heart, and tell your God, God, you wrote this in this Bible, and I wasn't aware up till now, Lord, but black God, I'm not sick trying to get healed. I'm healed, and the devil wants me to believe I'm sick. Lord, I'm not the broke trying to get money. I'm the blessed, I'm the righteous, and my seed is blessed, and the devil's trying to convince me to stay broke, Lord. Lord, I'm coming out of this in Jesus' name. I don't know how, don't know when, and not putting a time frame on you, Lord. You do it whenever you want to, but build me and mold me in the process, God, that I will not falter when things get rough. Hallelujah. When things come against me in the blessings that you begin to bless me with, Lord. You tell the Lord all that stuff, praise God. All right, let's bow our heads. Father,